This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A week from Saturday, it's the Kentucky Derby, with 150,000 people bound for Churchill Downs. Horses aren't your thing. Well, what about drinking? Some in the spirits industry have long viewed the Derby as a huge marketing opportunity. Here's Ashley Stevens from WFPL News in Louisville.
Chris Goodlett, the chief curator at the Kentucky Derby Museum, leads me to its display of antique mint julep glasses.
Mint julep basically is mint, simple syrup, and bourbon if you're in Kentucky. So in 1875, the first Kentucky Derby, we would have had mint juleps.
And for decades, the cocktail has been a major moneymaker for race organizers. Each year, about 120,000 juleps are sold trackside for about $10 apiece. Since 2017, they've been made exclusively with Woodford Reserve Bourbon, the spirit sponsor of Derby Day. But the Kentucky Derby isn't the only race that takes place at Churchill Downs during the first week of May. The day before the Derby is called the Oaks. It's the Friday running of the fillies. And in 2006, race organizers decided it needed an official cocktail as well, one that would incorporate Finlandia vodka, which sponsors that race. They contacted Tim Laird, a mixologist who has written books about Derby entertaining. He spoke to me at his home bar about how he came up with the Oaks cocktail.
It was actually based on, at that time, 13 years ago, the biggest cocktail was the Cosmopolitan.
So Laird created a $9 vodka and cranberry cocktail. He called it the Oaks Lily, named after the wreath of pink lilies draped over the winning filly's neck. In the first year, the bars at Churchill Downs sold about 50,000 of them.
On Oaks Day, I saw this line. It had to be at least 4 blocks long. Not kidding.
According to Laird, Lily sales on Oaks now rival julep sales on Derby Day. But now there's another sponsored cocktail. It's sold the Thursday before the Kentucky Derby and referred to by some as the Thurby. As the main race on Saturday gets more popular and expensive to attend, Thurby is a more affordable way for locals to hit the track. In 2018, Old Forester Bourbon sponsored the race. Its signature cocktail is an Old Forester Old Fashioned.
So you have hometown bourbon, hometown race. So right now, that's the signature drink of Thurby.
And there are races all week leading up to the Derby. So a Wednesday drink, or Werby, just might be next. In Louisville, I'm Ashley Stevens for Marketplace.